Is Bonnie Blue actually a man?
Brother,
it's not Bonnie Blue. It's more like Ronnie, dude.
Shots fired!
That was horrible. That was terrible. I got a banger from Chat Files. Let's get straight into it.
Speculation that Bonnie Blue was actually a man.
A man.
Someone called Carl Butler and born in 1985.
Carl Butler, huh?
So, is Bonnie Blue even Bonnie Blue?
It's kind of giving manly.
Internet just went full FBI mode after a viral side-by-side dropped claiming Bonnie's real name is Kyle Butler.
Kyle Butler, known professionally as Bonnie Blue, or Ronnie Dude, is an English actress and diversifying into producing content with students and married men. She has spoken about her sex change at 13 briefly in a small podcast in 2022 Words Levi, which was later taken down by Blue's request. Okay, that is weird.
Born in 1985, transitioned at 13, and built an entire empire off a secret identity. And suddenly, everyone's questioning if the Queen of Degeneracy is actually a king in disguise. So here's the tea. Bonnie Blue's been out here terrorizing the internet like it's her whole personal sandbox. We're talking 1,000 men in a day, faking pregnancies like it's a party trick.
The Glizzy Gladiator.
Getting fake arrested for TikToks and handcuffing herself to rappers like she's doing a hostage challenge for clout. This woman's PR strategy is literally just what will make grandma cry the fastest. But now, she's trending for something even wilder. And no, I'm not making this up. The internet's convinced she's not even Bonnie Blue. They're saying she's Kyle Butler, born in 1985, who allegedly transitioned at 13 and then rebranded herself into the adult industry's final boss of Unhinged.
I mean, with how much Botox and stuff you can get nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised. Her face definitely looks enhanced with like the cheek fillers and the fake teeth and everything else. I mean, dude, I don't know.
Like, imagine building an entire empire of chaos off a character switch so big it makes James...
Charles
looks subtle, and people aren't just whispering it. They're dragging up old photos, comparing details like it's a crime scene, and swearing this is the ultimate plot twist. Bonnie isn't a scandalous icon. She's a gender-bent reboot with DLC unlocked.
Oh my god, no way. So there's now speculation that Bonnie Blue was actually a man, someone called Carl Butler, and born in 1985. I'm not sure if this is real, but it's going viral. Carl Butler had the change when he was 13 and then became Bonnie Blue.
What do you guys think? You think this is Ronnie Dude, or is Bonnie Blue actually, you know, the real one? I don't even know. It's just, it looks a little suspect, I'm gonna be honest.
One old photo started it all. A teen boy with Bonnie's jawline, eyes, and chaotic energy. And now the internet's going full CSI with jaw comparisons, podcast clips, and blurry screenshots like it's a gender reveal party gone wrong. There's even a resurfaced podcast from 2022 where she allegedly mentioned transitioning at 13, then had it wiped off the internet like it never happened. Now Bonnie clapped back in the most Bonnie way possible. On Standout TV, she laughed it off like... Apparently, my name was Tom this time. Next week, it'll be Sarah.
So I read somewhere that someone said that you're a man, or used to be a man.
Yeah, I read that as well. Apparently, my name was Tom.
This thing used to be a man, bruv.
No denial.
This thing used to be a man, bruv. That guy's funny, bro.
Just vibing. She even said she sleeps with...
Bro, I can't tell if she's like 23 or 35, bro.
Shots fired!
Like, these women in the UK, I don't know what it is, but they like put so much filler in their face, and they look so much older than they actually are. Like, she looks like she's somebody's aunt.
People any day of the week, because of course she did. And what's worse, she's ready to take asses. Literally anything that basically make headlines. At this point, it's not about values, religion, or even basic human decency. It's make headlines, secure the bag, and disappear like morals never existed. These clout goblins don't care if the world burns, as long as they get their 10 seconds on the For You page. But here's the thing, her team hasn't denied it. No statement, no birth...
Bro, if you one of these guys that chose to buck Bonnie Blue, you down low, man. You are down bad.
Certificate, no receipts, just a shrug and a smirk, which only throws gasoline on the fire. Some people are calling it a psyop. Others think she planted it herself for clout. And honestly, wouldn't be the weirdest thing she's done. I mean, this is the same person who staged a fake police arrest and claimed 1,057 men in 12 hours. A gender switch plot twist wouldn't even crack her top 5 stunt.
Bonnie Blue has been arrested. This video of infamous social media star Bonnie Blue is currently going viral online after it was shared to her own Instagram page, depicting her being frisked by police officers. Bonnie's sister addressed the situation in the caption of the post, writing that the incident isn't something we wanted to get out, but that it seems there is no privacy for her anymore. Some users online, however, are challenging the validity of the video, claiming that the arrest is in fact fake. Taking to X, fans have pointed out that the registration plate in the video seemingly matches the registration on a television prop police car. As a result, fans are accusing Bonnie of staging her own arrest as a publicity stunt. Is there anything she won't do for fame? Claimed one commenter.
And just when you thought it couldn't possibly get worse, Bonnie kicks down the gates of hell with her latest stunt, a literal petting zoo. No, that's not a metaphor. That's what she's calling it.
What?
Scheduled for June 15th, 24 hours. Right up. In a glass box, no limits, open invite, open access, open embarrassment for humanity. Like, what are we even doing anymore? This isn't
it's like a straight up humiliation ritual, bro. This is crazy.
Performance art, it's meets Saw. She's turning herself into a public freak display like she's trying to win a Darwin Award on live stream. Forget boundaries, Bonnie's on a personal mission to break every line of decency and then on the remains. This isn't about her. This affects everything. She's broadcasting this to millions. The Chronicle online. Anyone scrolling TikTok at the wrong time could see a promo for what basically sounds like a human simulator dressed up as viral content. And the worst part? She's calling it art. Like, this is some brave avant-garde.
No, this is not art. It's shart, bro. In no way, shape, or form is this art. It's a humiliation ritual. What deal does she do with Hollywood where she has to do stuff like this, bro?
A piece that's gonna land her in a museum one day. No, the only museum she's going into is a wing called How Society Fell Off. Imagine what this does to people trying to work in adult spaces respectfully. Women grinding for their bag without pretending to be livestock in a fish tank. Creators with actual dignity trying to build platforms. And Bonnie's out here turning on to a deleted scene from Black Mirror. She's not just burning her brand, she's dropping in an entire industry and dancing in the smoke. All for what? A headline? A comment section? A few thousand creeps hitting replay like it's a zoo exhibit and not the collapse of dignity in real time?
What challenges do you have next?
Bonnie Blue's petting zoo. I am going to be in a glass box, tied up, and it's going to be open for the public.
Oh my God.
Get me in the box, but people can join me to me, touch me, just look at me.
Where?
I'm going to be in the center of London, but in a house.
Oh, okay. Not
in
like
a house,
right,
in a glass
okay.
Because yeah.
I was thinking like David Blaine.
I mean, no. I'd love to be on the back of a lorry in a glass box, f***ing my way through the London.
Right.
That would probably be illegal.
Probably.
So I want to do 2,000.
2,000?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But why now? Is this
how, Sway? How does the body even endure stuff like this? We've reached a new low of degeneracy in this world, where morals and ethics seem to be outdated and overplayed. It's truly sad because that's what's kept us sane as people, morals, ethics, moving in the right way. But the level of degeneracy we've reached, especially with this generation, it used to not be this bad. Bro, I remember when I was back in the day, when I was a kid, only time you see a girl's nudies is if she sent them to you. You know what I mean? Or you got on a couple of them websites when you was young, and used your buddy's internet. The one that had money, had a nice computer. Get on LimeWire, you know what I mean? But nowadays, you can almost see every single girl's balloon knot for $4.99. You can almost biggity bet that if she's posting provocative pictures on her IG, more than likely, she's got an OF. It's wild to see that the level of access that men have to see women nudie is crazy to me, bro. Because back in the day, dude, you would get one of those pictures and you'd be like, this is a holy grail. Like, we struck gold, boys. Now we got something. We're lucky. You're not even lucky for that anymore. Girls are posting that on Twitter all day. You'd be scrolling through Twitter like, what is this? This is stuff I used to get in, like, high school. Like, what is going on? How far have we fallen from God's grace where this stuff is, like, glorified? It's so wild to me, dude. It's so wild to me. Ain't that right, Loki? I've fallen at work and been injured. Oh, wait. I should call my lawyer.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan.
Hey, John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. It's Levi Nix of YouTube. Can I get some cash, please?
Morgan and Morgan.
Did you know that your injury could be worth millions of dollars? Morgan and Morgan is the largest injury law firm in America, and they've recovered over $20 billion for their clients. $20 billion? That's a lot of cash. The insurance companies tried to lowball me, but Morgan & Morgan was able to take my pain and suffering and turn it into cold, hard cash. It's almost a good thing I was injured. But wait. How much is Morgan & Morgan going to cost me? You never owe them legal fees unless they're successful. So it's completely free unless you win? Yeah. Hiring a lawyer? That sounds like really difficult. It's actually super easy. You can just go to their website, and in a couple clicks, you can find out if you have a case. And you can literally do it from your smartphone. And remember, there is only one Morgan & Morgan. Wait, but it's two names, though. How is it? Give me the script. Oh, both their last names. Okay, I get it. Okay, roll it. You can start your claim today by going to forthepeople.com/Levi, found in the description below. So if you're injured, you can trust Morgan & Morgan. Y'all know what time it is. Wait. Can we get some freeze in the chat? Loki, free. Go to your place. Yeah, there he goes. Silly goose back there. You guys like the new couch, though? I'm vibing this new couch, man. It looks so good. Aww. Ain't he cute, though? Oh, my gosh. You guys were on the live stream the other day. I showed you some of Loki's puppy pictures. And golly, he was freaking cute, dude. His ice blue eyes. Nah, man. He's grown up so much, man. It's crazy to think how big he is now. Because back in the day, man, he was tiny, bro. He was so small.
But why now? Is this her way of distracting from the Kyle rumors, or just another chaotic flex to prove she still runs the stock market? Either way, wasn't laughing. On June 14th, 2025, boom! It's nuked Bonnie's account. Gone. 600,000 to 800,000 pound a month? Vaporized.
Bro, that is so much money, bro. $600,000 a month? Banned on OF and is set to lose her massive $600,000 a month pay. God, how do you get banned on OnlyFans?
Sun reported that her extreme challenges finally crossed the line. Fake arrest, insane collabs, and now a literal human zoo? Exposed person confirmed. Multiple breaches of our terms. Account deactivated. Translation. You went too far, girl. Even for us. And this isn't just Bonnie losing money. It's a hit for too. It's like dropping your star quarterback during the playoffs. Now people are split. Some say it's karma. Others think she'll bounce back on Kick or launch her own unhinged website. Personally, I'm half expecting her to live stream from a glass box and charge $10 per blink. It's true. She talked about his change on a podcast in 2022. Up ahead. Now Cobra Tate interview, please.
Oh yeah, and that now Cobra Tate's gonna interview her. This is crazy.
Yes, sir. That's left. Oh my god, that's absolutely hilarious. Hope it's true. I'm convinced of this. Flip his image, slight rotate, and then look at the overlay and step through transparency. 2,000 dudes lined up to sleep with a dude. Am I supposed to believe that guy in the picture is 13? Okay, not gonna lie. I always thought she was a dude. She has a very bizarre look. Not feminine at all.
You mean stunt boys. Bonnie Blue was born a male. He admitted on a podcast that he transitioned at 13 years old and now LARPs as a woman to put on closet homogenous men.
So the real question, is Bonnie Blue actually Kyle Butler? Is this just elite level trolling, or is it all one giant marketing stunt to launch Bonnie 2.0? Either way.
Bro, I don't know, man. Like, Bonnie Blue could definitely be Ronnie, dude. You know, like, this is, because I don't know a lot about this whole transition stuff, but if you start young enough when you're like 13 before you get like a bunch of your hormones and you like stop a lot of those things, then maybe you could look like that. Maybe it could actually happen. I don't know, man. This is a crazy development, but if it's actually true, then there's a lot of dudes out there bucking a dude. Which is, hey, if they're cool with that, different strokes for different folks, bro. You know, folks, brother, man. But like, at the same time, bro, whoa. Things are getting wild out in this world, bro. You just really got to be careful. That's why I preach the nuclear family, man. Find you a good woman, hunker down, be with her, start a family. That to me, that's the best thing you could do.
I don't believe that you can name any type of governmental system or any type of anything in which force is not going to be the backer for what the establishment is, period.
What's your point? Like, relating back to
men are the enforcers?
My point is
that you're always going to be appealing to men for your rights.
But why do men have to be the enforcers? Like, let's say your force is, like, force doctrine,
because
yes.
Because women can't overpower men. Only men can.
But weapons exist.
Who's better with weapons? Who makes weapons?
Okay, but what if, like, women somehow took over all the weapons and going into this hypothetical, right?
Sure.
Women take over all the weapons, we mm-hmm. teach each other how to use it,
sure.
And men can't do anything. In theory, could then a matriarchy exist?
So I could say that logically possible, but just so you know, when I say logically possible, Superman's logically possible, Wolverine's logically possible. I could say that this is logically possible, that women could seize all the means of production, all weapons, and enslave men. Logically, there's no contradiction. The descriptor for reality, though, is that I would say descriptively in reality, it's impossible that women could never overpower men collectively, take over any means of production, nor begin to produce weapons ever and have any great effect if men didn't want them to. It's not even...
No, dude, there's no way, bro. There's no way. Yeah, I definitely agree with Andrew on that one. Because women have had free reign to do what they want, study what they want, be what they want for the past 100 years, and they still pick the same jobs. Nothing has changed over the last 100 years.
Then that...
Oh, wrong one. Here we go.
If you split, moms split their attention between their children and their career, that their children are going to get as much attention as they would if the mom didn't have a career?
But why should a mother not have the ability to have a career?
For their children.
Well, then just don't have children.
Bro, this girl looks like that pot of potpourri my mom used to have at the crib.
Shots fired!
You know, with all the wood and stuff in it. That's what this looks like. That's what she looks like. This is a ridiculous, this is a crazy build right here.
They would do that. Right, exactly. This is my point, though, right? It's like, so why wouldn't you...
But women make up 47% of the labor force. Literally millions of women do this every day.
Yeah, and you know what happens? Our birth rate, do you know what it's at?
It's a lot lower, significantly.
Why?
Because women are having kids older. But that's free will. You can't just usurp someone's right to have free will because their job is to have a baby.
So let me ask you, is it a negative thing that the birth rate is declining to the point where we can't even sustain our population?
Well, we could if we'd allow immigrants to come in. But
Wait. You want to replace the population?
Can we go back?
No. Can you answer the question? If it is the case that our population's massively decreasing, which you just conceded it is, because women are having children older, which you just conceded they are,
sure.
And you say that's a good thing,
I'm not
and then say good. it wouldn't go down if we had immigrants come in. How is that not replacing the population?
Good Lord. It's like Andrew's just throwing softballs at every single one of these. Like I feel like he's just like, man,
Jim
just
Bob.
Flexing this high school muscle that I've had for years. Like he doesn't even have to try.
Christianity, wives, should they be submissive to their husbands?
Yeah, the husband is the head and the wife is the neck. And so you need the neck. It's a component of the body, and the marriage is an extension of the body, which is the church. So everything has a hierarchy. And when you say women should be submissive to men, it's a duty difference. It's not a value difference.
Yeah.
Even in nature, there's a discrepancy between male and female as the debate yesterday, if you saw it, that men are geared toward certain duties and behaviors and women are geared toward others. And that could actually kind of inform you what the duties could be. So the problem with the term is submissive has been largely in the last 100 years been railed into women's head and now men, that it's a bad thing. But the problem is under Christianity, the man is also to be submissive to someone higher. And so this is one thing I push back with people who are sort of like red pill. They're like, they borrow a Christian lens to say women should be submissive. But if they don't see how being submissive from his perspective is a virtue, why would they follow you?
Hey, good point. Very good point. Very, very good point. We play different roles, man. Men and women are better at different things, right? Cass is good at things. I'm good at things. We come together as a unit and then we perform as a team. A lot of people miss out on that. They miss that fact that your partner or your wife or your husband, you guys are a unit. You are a team. It's not just all about you. Like, yeah, and if your woman submits to you, then you submit to, you submit to God. There was something else in there,
Jim
that
Bob,
he said.
Women should be submissive to men. It's a duty difference. It's not a value difference.
Yeah.
Even in nature, there's behaviors and women are geared toward others. And that could actually kind of inform you what the duties could be. So the problem with the term is submissive has...
I can't remember what I was going to say. There was a point I was going to make, though. God, I'm so stupid.
You stupid.
But yeah, man. Men and women are just different, bro. It's okay. I think if the quicker we embrace our differences, the better. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Think about how much propaganda had to be shoved down women's throats, figuratively and literally, for them to think that having a husband and kids and living in a home is oppressive. I'll say it again. Think how much propaganda had to be shoved down women's throats for them to think having kids and a husband is oppression. It's crazy to me. There's a picture I have on Twitter. Let me pull it up. That I bookmarked. And it explains exactly that. And I was like, you know what? This is actually a really good point. Like, imagine how much propaganda had to happen. Here it is. Imagine how much propaganda had to happen. Imagine how... Here's what it says. Imagine how much propaganda it took to convince women that this is oppressive. That. Having a loving family, kids. Like, bro, we've lost our way. It's truly sad. That's why I started the channel. Help people get back on this board, build a nuclear family, get back into relationships. We're better together, and together we're better. Let's just keep it that way. But Loki, did you have a good time today? Had a great time, Father. Aww. Was that you? But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. It was good to have you guys out, man. Peace.